Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Man, we're going to talk about some cryptocurrency, specifically this Dogecoin, man. It's headed to the moon. I think they've been kind of promoting it like that, and it's looking like it's headed that way. So, first of all, before we dive into that, Sam, man, what's going on with you, man?
Man, everything's good, man. Getting some rest. I'm not working overtime this week. I'm excited as hell about that. I think it's been like the first week I had been on overtime in like, man, I want to say about 4 months, 5 months.
I can't complain. I'm still doing 50, 60-hour weeks. So, hey, I've been doing that for about a year now. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, it's been crazy, man. But what's been up with you, man? How work been going?
Man, it's going, man. In an international stocks world, it's the what's called the div season. And so right now, we kind of in the middle of the heart of the div season, and it's a monster. That's all I can tell you. Really, it's a monster. It's a lot going on. So, like I said, these long hours gonna continue for at least about another month. But I do got a little scheduled vacation, you know, coming up or whatever. It's my girl's birthday, and so we going to Vegas or whatever. So you know. And cashed in a little bit of this, and we're gonna have some fun, man. Go attend some pool parties in Vegas and see what's going on for the weekend. So we leave out tomorrow, yeah. Be back on Monday.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So y'all going to Vegas, huh?
Yeah, man.
So you y'all gotta do you have to get y'all? Did y'all have to get vaccinated before y'all get on a plane or whatnot? Or how's that?
No. That's only for international travel. You got to be fully vaccinated, I'm pretty sure, for international travel. But we were able to get. We got our first shot of the Moderna,
right.
What was it, 2 weeks ago, and so we get our second shot, I guess in 2 more weeks, around, I think it's around the 22nd or something like that. I'm gonna tell you, boy, that you've been vaxxed. I don't know why I hit you, but boy, I'm gonna tell you that first, everybody kept talking about the second shot, so I really wasn't expecting much. Mm-hmm. That first shot put me on my ass, man. No joke.
Yeah, man.
I was down for about 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, the first one actually gave me the business. The second one gave me the business too. Actually, both of them were pretty tough for me.
Oh man, that was like, but I was hoping you were gonna tell me the second one was better, so that way I had nothing, you know, for nine.
Nah, both of them put me down. But when I talked to Nikki said neither one of them really bothered her too bad.
Nah, same thing. Like I said, I got aunts, cousins, a lot of folks have been back. My mom and daddy, it hit my dad, you know what I mean? But my mom, she ain't had nothing. So right. I was like, okay. So, I mean, you really never know. I know the thing that killed me was my arm. Like, right. You know, I woke up that next morning. Like, they kept saying, just move it. So, you know, I moved it around a lot. I moved it around. Man, I fell asleep, woke up the next morning. And that was the first symptom. I couldn't raise my arm over my, like, I couldn't raise my arm up. So, I was like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if this is the worst, you know what I mean? If this is the worst, I'm going to have some arm pain. I can barely raise it. I'll deal with that. It was right. Like 3-4 hours later. I was cleaning up, doing some stuff. Next thing I know, man, whew. Out of there, like yeah. I mean, it hit me immediately. It was like the flu came over all at once. Like no warning, no preparation, nothing. Just 1 minute I was chilling, cleaning up. Next minute I was like, "Yo, I need to lay down."
Dude, it's crazy, dude. I mean, it's like you get that shot, and I don't know, man. It's been crazy. I got that shot, man. I was like out for a couple of days. I was out bad too for like a whole weekend, like at least 2 full weekends I was out. Like I couldn't take no more, dude. I was like, man. And somebody was like, you're supposed to take medicine, but then the CDC, well, not the CDC, but some experts saying that you shouldn't take the medicine because you need to make sure it's working.
Right. They say it's supposed to be fighting off. Yeah. So, you know, it's supposed to let your body kind of do its thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and fight it off. So for me, I was, all right, I let it happen. Yeah. I just kind of let whatever happen. I ain't stressing. I ain't worried about it. I just kind of let whatever happen. I think I may have taken some, ibuprofen or something like that, just for the you know, the arm pain or whatever. But outside of that,
yeah,
I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man.
How that golf game looking though?
I actually went last week. My putt game is really good because I mean I went and bought like a little practice putter, a little small green. I got like a little green that I got at the house, yeah. And I'll be putting on that. So my putting game is good. It's actually getting a lot better. Like I'm pretty much two putting right now. So if I get on the green, I'm actually good.
Okay.
Getting on the green. That's
what I'm gonna say. Okay, so that means getting to the green is the real problem. Yeah,
getting to the green is a problem. Yeah, it's getting to the green is a problem, man. So actually, we're supposed to stop working overtime, I think, next month. Next month, we're supposed to be done with overtime for like a whole year. So,
okay.
So hopefully I can start working on it. Because I want to get a golf coach for my swing. I want to get a golf coach and go to a golf course like three times out of the week.
You want to go to the golf? You trying to make the tour?
No, I just really want to be like a good. I want to be like a not a scratch golfer, but I want to be like a good golfer. Like I want to be.
A good golfer, man. Listen, I've been golfing in all sorts of groups, and when I've seen other people golf, nobody's really good at it who are not the professionals. It's just out there for the drink. You basically out there for the drinks and the camaraderie, man.
But you want to at least be hitting the ball at least 300, 400 yards, though.
Nobody hitting the ball 300, 400 yards. Who in your group hitting that 300, 400 yards?
Dude, I got
two people in a different circle there.
Bro, I got two people in my group that's just picked up golf the same amount of time I picked up golf, and these motherfuckers is hitting that bitch 300 yards, bro. I swear.
Listen, I've been playing for years. I mean, I'm a
consistent 225. Have you ever had a golf coach?
No.
Okay.
But I'm a consistent 225, and I'm fine with that. Listen, I'm fine with that. My motion is clunky. I know every time they're going to go straight, but I'm happy with my game, and I ain't hiring nobody. Because he ain't going to mess it all up. Then next thing you know, I'm going to be all out of commission. I ain't going to know where to hit the ball.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy, man. So you ready to get in here and start talking about some Doge, man?
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Let's do it, man. I mean, I guess start from the beginning. Go on and tell them a little bit about, you know, the Dodge. Because Dodge really came out of nowhere, man. I thought it was like, I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week. You know, we thought it was kind of like a joke at first. It ain't really seem serious. And now.
Yeah, when I first got it. So if I'd have kept it when I first had it, like I said, I'd have had about $100,000, maybe $200,000 right now. If I'd have kept it, never touched it, just left it there. I'd have about $200,000. So, I'm mad about that one. That is a lot of pain. It's a lot of pain there, a lot of hurt there. But like I always say, I didn't think it was a viable coin when I first got it.
Right.
So, but what I have learned, so I was in Twitter space the last 3 days. I've been in Twitter spaces with the Dogecoin Army, listening to them talk about everything. And whatnot, and they've made some compelling points on what's going on with Dogecoin because, you know, Dogecoin is a retail investing coin, right? So like the coin is backed up by people that work, you know, blue collar workers. You know what I'm saying? People that work 9 to 5s. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they, from what they're saying, like okay. Is it the next Bitcoin and all these other things? Like, nah, it ain't necessarily the next Bitcoin because Bitcoin is backed up by well investors because people that have a lot of money have to put their money somewhere. They got to put their money somewhere, right? So they put it in. A lot of rich people put their money in art. Now, when I say rich, I'm not talking about the guy that you see at the golf course. I'm talking about guys that can grab a yacht for the weekend and ride off to, you know, not the Bahamas, somewhere more expensive than Bahamas, like Bora Bora or somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Right. So they was like, rich people have to put their money somewhere. Mm-hmm. So they was putting their money into Bitcoin, right? So Bitcoin is like, so the guy said, basically think of cryptocurrency like you buying a gold bar and taking a gold bar and putting it in a safe. If that makes sense, right? Because you know, somebody that got a lot of money gonna buy a gold bar, take a gold bar, put it in a safe, and they can pick that gold bar up at any time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, right. And they can pass it on.
Increasing, yeah, yeah, and yeah, it increases in value.
It's going to increase in value. So he said, think about cryptocurrency like buying gold bars, right? Okay. So he was like, that's what cryptocurrency is. So like, and like the way the guy was explaining it was, he was like, Bitcoin became this big thing because all these people are putting money in it, right? So we got the drug dealers, we got like cartels, we got all these big money people putting money in these cryptos, right?
Right.
So what was fascinating about it was the guy that actually created Bitcoin, this is the funniest shit, this is what I found out. The guy that actually created Bitcoin still has a job because he sold his Bitcoin early. I mean, his Dogecoin early.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so he's still working to this day. He's still going to a 9-to-5 job to this day. So they asked him, they was like, well,
he ain't even believing it, son.
No, he created the coin as a joke, like as a real live joke. He created the coin to be funny. You know what I'm saying? So he said that once he created a coin, he said that wasn't the first coin he created. He created another coin. He said, so he had created like two coins. So you say the first coin.
Okay, let me pause you right there. So how do you create a coin? Because I mean, if it's just as simple as, hey, can anybody create a coin?
So, okay, all right. So every coin has what they call a digital signature to it. Okay,
mm-hmm. Right.
So actually,
they all have to be like verified through the blockchain.
Right, and they have to go through a blockchain, right? So you have to buy a whole computer system that creates these coins, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, though, cryptocurrency is actually more traceable than a dollar. It's actually more traceable, you know what I'm saying? So
you can easily verify that one more so than
the... Right. So imagine you walking around with $100 million. Imagine you're a drug dealer and you got $200 million, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you put it in a offshore banking account, that government could possibly steal your money. You know what I'm saying?
Financial institutions can go under. It's a whole bunch of stuff that happens.
Anything can happen, right?
Yeah.
But if you put that $100 million on a crypto wallet and you got a key to it, right? The key comes with certain words.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got this car, you're walking around with $100 million on this car,
right?
You see what I'm saying?
So nobody can touch,
nobody can touch.
At this point, nobody is regulating,
nobody can use it, nobody can do anything with this car. Only you can touch the money that's on this car, right?
Right.
So the guy was going on, right? So he said, created Dogecoin as a joke. He said he had 1 million shares of it, right? Because I mean, he was creating the coins, right? He had a million shares of this coin. Right. So he said he sold the coins when they went to like 2 or 3 cents, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He sold, it was still a lot of money, but you know, it was a joke. Like he said, it was a joke. Now he does own the
2 or 3 cents.
Wow. Yeah. And now this is the funny part, because they was asking him about the ownership of the cryptocurrency. He said, I do not own, nobody can own Dogecoin. It's a currency. Nobody can own a currency.
I see.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't like create more of the currency for myself than I can for the other person. You know what I'm saying? It's a currency. Right. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, it's important for people to understand that part. You know what I'm saying? So as he started talking about it, he said, when we got the 6 cent, it got kind of crazy. And he was like, once we got the 6 cent, it's becoming this phenomenon, right? Because nobody thought it would ever go to 6 cents because it's a joke, right?
he said it's a joke. He can only be a joke, but for so long,
But he said, and so then they start asking these questions like, well, how does the cryptocurrency have value? How does this Dogecoin have a value, right? Because, you know, if you look at it now, it got like a $60 billion market cap right now. I think it was at $60 billion, $70 billion, right?
Right.
And he said, and basically after they said, do you think this could solve poverty, right? Do you think this coin can help solve poverty? Because people are becoming millionaires over weekends, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he was like, I never thought about solving a problem. That problem's so big, you don't ever think about how you solve that problem. But he said, you got to think about money as all we're doing is exchanging money. You say, so we're not creating more money, right?
Right.
So he was like, you're not creating any more money. So he said, if it's $10 trillion in the world, you're not going to create $11 trillion. It's always going to be $10 trillion. That's all the money it is. He said, now how you divide that pile up, that's kind of what cryptocurrency comes in at, right? So he was like, technically, if you got billionaires like Mark Cuban, Elon Musk, backing this coin and getting other people to back it with them, technically, you kind of taking, you pitching off of some of their money. If that makes sense.
How so?
Huh?
How so? How you pitching?
Because he's trying to say if they put in $10 billion, you want to put in $100 and the price go from 1 cent to 10 cents. And then you sell off at 5 cents, you don't take some of their $1 billion, not all their billions. I'm saying you take it off.
But I can say, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like a little small piece of it. So he said, all we're doing is changing money from hand to hand, right?
Right.
But he was like, the beautiful thing about cryptocurrency, this Dogecoin is we're creating a banking system, basically. Right. Like he said, that's what's happening now. He like, it's creating a bank. So you got all these retail investors that was taking like their stimulus checks. They taking their unemployment. They upped unemployment. They're investing that into it.
People are taking deals now in coin. Yeah.
Right, right. So he was like, so when I told everybody that I felt like it was going to 50 cent in May, remember I kept saying it's going to go to 50 cent in May. And people were like, no, it's going to go to 50 cent on 420. I was like, no, it's not going to go to 420. 50 cent on 420. And people kept asking me why I kept saying that. I said, because people get paid every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to think about it like that. So once you get this big push, then you can have a big fallback because now people got to take their money back out. But
right.
I had to tell somebody, and this is what I had to learn. I just learned this like last week. On this last push, I learned this. If you bought in at 35 cents, and it went to 70 cent, right?
Right.
And they go back down to 60 cent. You still up.
You still
up. You see what I'm saying? You still up. Like, there's still no reason for you actually to sell. You're still up. You know what I'm saying?
But it ain't the same. And that's what people are looking at.
Right. Yeah. But then go look. Like, I mean, we don't talk about penny stocks before, right?
Yeah.
Penny stocks, you might wait years on a penny stock to hit 50 cent. You might wait decades.
Yeah. I don't look at, I don't check, and just one day I'm gonna wake up and it's gonna be like, oh, that would hit. Yeah, no, you just
right. Because people are not gonna invest, people can't research 100,000 penny stocks and invest in 100,000 penny stocks. But you can look at, you can invest money in Doge every 2 weeks. It's easy to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the guy was like, and this is what kind of got me like, well, damn, well, maybe. Like maybe it was a joke, but like technically it's not actually far-fetched to think that it's going to go to $1.25 before the end of the year. So if you buy it at 60 cent, which is what it's at right now, you still got margin that you still probably going to hit a dollar before the end of the year. Right. Like you probably guaranteed that dollar by the end of the year.
Oh, I'm positive. Yeah, I'm positive. I'm positive it's going to a dollar.
Right. So you got people like, and then they got, now you got all these players like Trevor Lawrence, all these football players that are signing contracts, and they want a certain percentage of their contracts to be cryptocurrency.
Right. I'm listening to people talk about how they're going to take percentage of their contract. I ain't talking about like investors. I'm talking about just, you know, guys who are doing $1 billion, you know, business deals.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna take, you know what I mean? If it's a $1 billion deal, we'll take 200 million of that in crypto and we'll do the rest, you know what I mean? Regular. But it's, and I think those numbers are gonna slowly start shifting where it's gonna be, you know, we'll take 200 million in Bitcoin or we'll take 200 million of it. Now it'll be 300. Next thing you know, it's gonna be actually give me 80%. I'll take the 800 million, you know what I mean, in Bitcoin and give me the 200 million. So I honestly think that's really going to start shifting. I listened to a guy say that that's the trend, but I don't know if we're going to see it get that extreme in our lifetime. Like, I think a lot would have to happen.
So Kobe Knowles said something about Doge has an unlimited supply that negates the demand. Hype is a thing, so you can ride if you can. So this is the part right here that I would listen to them talk about this in a Twitter space that made, and they made a lot of sense when they said this. They was like, back when America first created the dollar, right? When America first created the dollar, he said the dollar was actually backed by gold. It was backed by gold and silver, right? Which is supposed to be, which is supposed to be Fort Knox, right? That's what Fort Knox is supposed to be, right? And he was saying it's backed by the dollar. The dollar's backed by gold, right? But the dollar is no longer backed by gold anymore, okay? We've printed past that number, right?
Right.
But what makes the dollar so special is the dollar is a global dollar. You can take your dollar bill and spend that shit anywhere. And in some countries, it's worth more. In some countries, it might be worth a little less. But you can spend that dollar anywhere. So like the guy was saying, if you could spend Dogecoin anywhere, right? If you could spend it anywhere, and you got people standing pumping it to Dogecoin, Dogecoin becomes like a Doge bank. It's like a bank that you no longer have to worry about exchanging currency in and out because you got this Dogecoin. You know what I'm saying? This digital coin. So he was like, is it hype? Is it real? And I think I fall on the line to say that I think it's real because Mark Cuban came out and said he's making more sales in Dogecoin at his NBA stadium than he does in Bitcoin. More people use Dogecoin, make like buy his tickets, buy merchandise at the Dallas Mavericks games with Dogecoin than Bitcoin. MLB.
I would want to see some paperwork or some anecdotal evidence that proves that. It's hard for me to believe that. I know Dogecoin is big. I know cryptocurrency is big. It's just hard for me to believe that he's getting more in sales of crypto than he is.
I didn't say they still spending more dollars, but I'm saying when it comes to cryptocurrency, he's saying they spend Dogecoin than they spend Bitcoin.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So he's saying that Bitcoin people are more like hoarders, right? They're stuffing money into Bitcoin, leaving that money there. You know what I'm saying? Dogecoin is a breathing, living coin that's being transacted more. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I think that when you take all of that information, you put all the information together and say, well, what's going to happen with Dogecoin come Saturday Night Live? People keep talking about Saturday Night Live, right? I would say that the Saturday Night Live thing is going to be tough because I think it's going
to... I'm going to say, I'm never going to go all the way up, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm with in the sense of Cubby. It's I'm definitely probably gonna end up, you know, waiting for that next run up. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's gonna let it boom. But we had to do the same thing with Bitcoin too. You know what I mean? Right. Elon Musk came out said some things, and then it was all right. Bitcoin shot up. Then you know it evened out again.
But so sometimes gotta be smart with it. It'll shoot down, but sometimes it'll shoot down on big news, right?
Yeah.
And that's because sometimes people sell the news. You know what I'm saying? You got to buy the real, sell the news, right?
Right.
So I think what's going to happen, I think people that's put their money in so far just got paid last week. All right? They're not getting paid again this week. You know what I'm saying? Right. People going to take profits this week. They're going to take profits. As you see, it ran the fuck up to 70 cents Tuesday. It's been steady dropping.
It's crazy because last week I was looking and everybody – because. Me and you had talked, and we was like, man, it's going to jump. And that jump went down. And I was like, okay.
On 420. They kept saying it was going to go up.
And I was like, you know what? I ain't going to trip. You know what I mean? I was like, I've seen this before. I'm a rider. I ain't going to sell nothing. And I'm going to just see what happens with it. And so I rolled it out. And so when I look, and I don't watch my stocks like that. Because, like, I feel like you get very paranoid the more you start watching stocks.
When you get emotional, attached to every dollar. Right.
Right. And so I don't watch it like that at all. So, you know, I didn't even know it was going up. And I just happened to, you know, look up and say, oh, this looks like it's moving up a little bit. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, no, it's really, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, man, oh, it's set. You know what I mean? Like, it's super fast. Like, I was like, okay, that's what's up. You know what I mean? And so I was like, but like you said, it's all profit after, you know what I mean? Like when it started going up past my initial, I was at this point, it's all profit. Even if it drops like where's that now?
60 cents.
60, right. It's still at 60. That's still higher than where I'm not moving. Like I'm not going nowhere. You know what I mean? So that was my
thought. If you went from 30, if you got to think about it, if you went from 30 cent to 70 cent, you would be like, no, if you went from 30 cent to 50 cent, you'd be like, damn, that's good ass gains, right?
Yeah, I went from like 20.
But if you go from,
but
if you go from 30 cent to 70 cent back down to 60 cent, you're like, oh shit, it's getting volatile. But it's not really volatile.
You still gain. You still up.
You still gaining.
You still up.
You still up.
Listen, I'm with you. Like I said, I think that's how you have to look at it. But I think, like I said, people get mad. I'm just throwing out numbers. If I know I just made $10,000, you know what I mean? In the last whatever it is, I'm taking that 10. You know what I mean? A lot of people are like, shit, I'm taking that 10. Because if it dropped down to 9,000, I mean, you still up. But 9,000 just don't look like 10,000. So I want to take that 10. So when it started hitting 9,995, 9,998, oh man, fuck this shit. I'm cashing. You know what I mean? And that's what happened. Now, especially people who just got up all day long. Mm-hmm. Man, I imagine you'd be buying and selling all day long. That'd be too stressful for me. Like I said, I wanted to see where it's gonna even out at. That's always what I want to see. You know what I mean? Like I'm not gonna never lose my initial. I just want to see where it's gonna even out.
Yeah. So I think what I would do is, if I was somebody, what I would try to do, I would try to get something like. So I got 5,000 shares.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is, instead of trying to sell off, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to leave the 5,000 shares there. I'm going to keep the 5,000 shares there regardless, right? But yep. I'm going to have a liquid $1,000 before Friday. If it drops down, I'm going to buy in on that $1,000. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if it keeps running, then I just leave it there. I won't try to make any money off. I won't touch it. I just... boom, just leave it there. You know what I'm saying?
If the spike happens right this weekend and they hit a dollar, I'm gonna probably cash it and then buy back in. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna cash it and buy back in. If it hit the dollar, I'm cashing and buying back in. I'm just letting you know what I mean. Letting you know. I just start over again. You know what I mean? Because it's gonna hit a number that's gonna feel real good, and I'm gonna be like, all right, man.
Well, you can always pinch something off of it, but I guess the thing is, you want to be a part of that run when it runs to $5, right? That's the next huge leg, right? That $5 leg.
And so, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm still off, buy back in a dollar, and then
because at this point, we know we're going to a dollar. Like, we don't know when, but you know you're going to a dollar. Like, at this point,
if it gets 70 cents, it gets a dollar.
Yeah, it's going to hit a dollar. Like, I mean, because there's certain legs. I know you work in the market a little bit. It's certain legs that once it start hitting certain legs, you know you're going to run to a certain point. You know what I'm saying? So once you get past 50 cent, 55, 60 cent, you know you're going to a dollar. Once you get past 5 cent, you know you're getting to 10 to 15 cent. You know that. You know what I'm saying? Just based on what's going on.
That'll be my question with the owner, though. It's funny because, like, the dude who created it, I don't understand. When he saw it, all right, if I bought, you know what I mean? If I was like, all right, it hit 2 cents, that's all I wanted, you know what I mean? I'm good. Mm-hmm. But once he saw it hit 5, why ain't he just buy back in?
Well, I think the thing with him was, first of all, just listening to him,
mm-hmm.
he is more of a, he's more like a humanitarian type person where he wants money to eat, to survive, to do things with, but I don't think he
trying to become a Warren Buffett.
Right. Not trying to be Elon Musk or anybody like that. Like he just, cause like, so what he's done is he's told people like he started campaigns, like he started an African campaign to get this tribe fresh water. So he was like, well, all you guys that bought Dogecoin, can y'all chip in a little money to help you buy these machines that'll create clean water in this little tribe of Africa? Well, people don't make, I mean, he's created 30-something millionaires out of it. So, of course, they sent $5,000, $10,000 a piece.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To get these machines for him. So, and then he does own the website. He started the website, the official Dogecoin website, where he sells t-shirts and memorabilia and stuff like that. And people... of course people are gonna buy the shit because look how much money. Like, what's a t-shirt if you've made $10,000 in 1 month? You know what I'm saying? What's a t-shirt? You know what I'm saying? Right. So yeah, so I mean they buy his stuff, and I mean, so he does make money, but he's all about trying to make money. It's like it's not a means to an end.
I understand it.
And some people are wired like that. Some people are wired like that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm not one of them people, but I think.
Me either. I mean, I want all the money.
I'm trying to be Elon. Yeah, I want to be Elon. It's funny, as you know, as I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, I got some ideas. I ain't gonna throw it out here on this podcast because I ain't gonna have nobody come and take it. But me and you'll talk.
Right. But I think that as it keeps going down this track of these pullbacks, these run ups, people got to kind of stay patient because you can pull something off of. Like I said, I liquefied. And I thought about this, like, damn, if I'd have just put not my whole savings, but the money I've made in the stock market so far, if I'd have just took all of that, moved that over and like flushed that account with it, I mean, yeah, I probably could touch $100,000 because I do believe that it's gonna touch a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I need 100,000 shares. You know what I'm saying? I already got 5. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I probably should get more liquid, but at the same time, you are still taking a risk by, you know, buying this cryptocurrency. You know what I'm saying? Shit change quick, you know, shit change fast. But another part that gave me a lot of belief in it too, to be honest with you, bro, is that because it's not a penny stock where it's not a board of people deciding what to do with the investors' money, you don't have that going on. See, with a penny stock, people invest into that company, and the people that's on that board can do whatever the fuck they want to do with that money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They could take your money out and go buy a bunch of machines with it, or take your money and do whatever because you gave them the money. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that it's just a currency and it's not a bunch of people making plans for the money, because you know, ultimately, like, it's like you think about, like, the people always say, like, government destroys things. Like, even though it could be a great idea, once the government get involved with it, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, people can have the best of intentions with, like, free healthcare. You got the best of intentions with free healthcare. But the minute you start free healthcare now, it's going to be some type of loophole. Somebody's not getting rid of jobs because they don't want to pay for the healthcare. You know what I'm saying? So he was saying,
that's all it is.
Yeah, but like he said, because it's not governed by a body of people, it's the people's coin that it has unlimited potential. And actually, I kind of fall in line with that, because if people start treating Dogecoin like it's a bank, think about that. If you treat it like it's a bank, because what the bank, when you put your money in the bank, your money is no longer there in the bank.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you put $1,000 in the bank, your money is not there. They take that $1,000 and loan that out to somebody for a personal loan and make 13% off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Yeah. So if we put
you're not walking in that bank.
So we put the money in Dogecoin and then we borrow the money back out of Dogecoin to go do something else with it. Like, if I go make $1 million off of Dogecoin and I go buy a rental space, I run out of space, and I take the money I get off that rental space and put the money back in Dogecoin. I'm treating Dogecoin like a bank.
Right.
So he's saying that's the beauty of it. And he said that's what Bitcoin does. He was like, the people in Bitcoin, but he said the difference with Bitcoin and Dogecoin, Bitcoin people are a lot more elitist. It's an elitist group. So they like the price to run up as high as fucking possible because they don't really want you to fucking buy in it and have any control in it. He said, but Dogecoin's not like that. He like, more people got more control over the people got more control over Dogecoin. He was like, even Elon, he said Elon can pull his money out right now.
Right.
It's still not gonna drop below 45 cents, 30 cent, 40 cent, right? And lady was saying, if Dogecoin completely blows the fuck up, if it just blows up, then that mean Bitcoin had to blow up with it too. She like, because all the cryptos have to stand on top of each other. She says, like, it's no way that one of them can just blow up completely and the other ones not be affected. So, in my opinion, it's the surest thing, because you could put this shit on a crypto wallet and you can own that crypto wallet for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? And that's better than putting buying art, hanging art up that could be destroyed in a fire. That's better than putting money in some foreign exchange bank that could be lost if a war happens. I mean, like, when they got done talking about it the last 3 days, I listened to them. I was like, you know what? It makes sense now. So if you just buy the dips, like the dude said, if you just keep buying the dips and buying the dips, I mean, when you hit this $1.25, people are going to have $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Some people are going to go from $30,000 to $180,000. Some people can go from $180,000 to $1 million. He's like, and if those people keep their money, why would you pull out $1 million and put $1 million in the bank?
It just makes sense. That's exactly what people are doing. Like, that's exactly what people are doing.
But if you go look at people,
it don't make sense. No, I agree with you. It don't make sense because then you're treating it like it's a penny stock. You know what I mean? That's what you would do with a penny stock. You don't do that with Bitcoin. You don't do that with cryptocurrency. And I agree with you. Like, this is the account. I mean, yeah. I heard a guy break it down, like, essentially, like, treat it as if it's a savings account, right? He said only difference is, he said most savings account, you'll earn a little bit of interest here and there. You know what I mean? Right. You know, you order a dollar out of your million or whatever it is, right? This one, you got to be in turn your 1 million into 10 million overnight. With the currency. So instead of treating it like you're doing penny stocks or whatever, so you are, I made my money, now I'm gonna cash out, put it in the bank. No, sell off part of it and then buy back in. Or just keep your money in there and cash out what you need if you want to. But this should be, in other words, this is the better savings account than an actual savings account. It doesn't make any logical sense to take the money out and then put it in your bank account and then spend the money. That doesn't make any logical sense.
Yeah, like if you got a big,
this should replace the savings account. The actual savings account from the bank, you don't need. Use this as your savings account. And watch your money grow.
Yeah, and it just makes sense because especially at the price that you in it, if you in it at 50 cent, if you're in it at 60 cent, 70 cent, even if you in at 70 cent, you know it's going to a dollar. So if you don't invest another penny in that motherfucker, it's still going to run up 20%, 30% in the next year, year and a half. And it's not a penny stock that can guarantee you that.
Right. Not a one. Yeah.
It's not one penny stock that can guarantee you that. Like, I know me and you got this one penny stock, the OZSC. You know, that shit ran up. Then it ran back down. And now it's been at the same place for almost 3 months now.
Right.
I was like, if I'd have put that money in Dogecoin and left it there as long as I've left it, that money in OZSC, I mean, I have $30,000 right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope, I did. I said the same thing. I said the exact same thing. But now I'm at this point. I mean, I might as well just ride it out.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, at this point, you might as well ride it out. But it's like if you start thinking about your cryptocurrency as this long term banking account that you borrow from to invest in the things that you care about, and that's where a lot of the community part of Dogecoin, that's kind of like what they're about. Like they'd be like, okay, we want to. Anybody have enough Dogecoin to send to this? Because we want to. I think the other day they're talking about buying masks for refugees that's crossing the border and stuff.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So they got all these different like little things they're trying to do because they're trying to say that, you know, the governments, we can't trust the governments, we can't trust this, we can't trust that to do it. But the Dogecoin family or the crypto family can do these things without having to go through all this, red tape, this political shit that you have to go through and shit like that. So, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a very good idea.
So let me go. I want to go back here to Kobe Noel. So sell off this weekend and Nas get it on the brokerages and buy Doge in coming weeks. So we'll see a run up initial pullback. Yeah, okay, so another thing I was going to say, I was going to wait till we have more people in, but I think it's going to be like basically who we're going to have. So when Coinbase came out, Coinbase ran up to $300 per share, right? Before Coinbase went public with the IPO, they had posted the highest numbers in a single quarter that they had ever posted before they ran up on their IPO, right? So it went at like $300. But if you look at Coinbase since that run up, it's been dipping, right? Coinbase is now losing money, okay? The line of thought is Coinbase is getting ready to announce that you can publicly trade Dogecoin on Coinbase. They don't believe it's going to happen this week because Elon Musk is dominating the news with Coinbase. I mean, Elon Musk is dominating the news with Dogecoin. So they think maybe, I would think next week, the end of next week, around Thursday or Friday of next week, Coinbase is going to announce that you can start publicly trading Dogecoin on a website. And I think once that happens, because that's when everybody get paid again, next week, when that happens, I think we're going to see another run-up on Dogecoin. I think that's what's going to end up pushing it to that 85, 95, maybe touch a dollar and come back down mark. He just took eToro and Coinbase is next. Yeah, Coinbase is next. But I got another one, coin that actually creates dividend. I'm going to see if I can find that for everybody. Okay. I'm going to post that one right here. Oh, this is not financial advice either. So do the shit at your own peril.
Yeah, you can't see me. I have not given, first of all, I work for an investment, so I'm not giving nobody no stock. I'm not giving nobody no stock advice. I'm not telling nobody nothing. I'm not telling, do whatever you feel like you want to do in your heart. I'm not telling you to lean or do anything that you don't want to do. This is not an endorsement of anything. If you invest, you invested because you invested, not because I told you.
Yeah, so this algo right here, you can buy, this is like a dividend, and it give out 6% yearly dividends, you know, and it's paid daily too. They give you dividends daily, so that's a good one.
I had somebody else that hit me with a dividend. I forgot who it was. It may have been Johnson & Johnson or somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Johnson & Johnson took shot up, then took a dip. Then now they back up again. I ain't, like I told you, I don't really go with the train. I just kind of let it see what it do and then wait till it stable out before I make any decisions. And right. Man, oh man. And then, but then like I kept everything. They hit me with a smooth little break off of the dividend. I was like,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, man. Yeah. Find some, I would tell you Johnson & Johnson. I can give you that one. That's, you know, but everybody's telling the folks to invest in Johnson & Johnson. You know, they got the vaccines and they're doing all sorts of other stuff. Again, but that's what all the vaccine covers. We talked about it earlier, man. Just off of the cryptocurrency, you're talking about Pfizer, what is it, Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. It was somebody else I think I was telling people to invest in. That's, you know, do what you do.
I mean, I just feel like
me and Sam had this conversation. Everybody who's opening back up again, you know, as the world opens up, if they were closed, you should probably invest in it.
Yeah, I
told you a long time ago to get Carnival Cruise Line or whatever, because Carnival Cruise Line was closed. And I said, just, you know, sit it out. Now, we thought it was going to be a 6-month, you know, downslide, because we thought, you know, this COVID thing will last a few months. It's been longer than that. But I know right now they're booking cruises for the end of this year. So,
I may possibly have 100 shares of Carnival. I may possibly have 100 shares of Carnival.
Right. You know, and that's what I mean. So, yeah. Carnival, think about, like, I'm going to just, yeah, the only advice I'll tell you is figure out who's closed right now, who normally does business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And those will be the places you'll see huge, you know, huge spikes and huge upticks when it gets to the end of the year.
Yeah, I think, but I do think though, if we start, and like the guy said, at one time in America, it was a gold rush in America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, you can look at history and see how currency changes and evolves over time. So he was like, why do we think that we're not reinventing the wheel? And he said, when you hear like these older people getting mad about these cryptocurrencies, he was like, you got to think about it. Shit evolves. He was like, shit just naturally evolves. And he was like, you have to follow the money. You know, he's like, you have to follow the money. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I just think that if you in it, get in, stay in. And just, I would, you, like I said, I'm going to use mine as a bank. I'm getting very, very close to probably throwing like another 5 or 6 G's in, because I mean, I've already saved up a lot of money I've been using in the market, and a lot of my stocks are not really making money, just kind of sitting there, you know. So
I'm with you. I think when I listened to that guy, whoever it was, talk about just, you know, using it as a savings account, it made a whole lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking, I mean, I got money in savings accounts and they don't do nothing. It's just sitting there. When I can actually have my money actually, you know, make money. So yeah, no, that's really what it is. I'm really,
and if you get the big pay,
majority of my savings will be in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and if
you or in investments.
If you get the BitPay thing, then you can use it. You can exchange your Bitcoins, your Dogecoins.
You can use it. They have debit cards. Dollars. I mean, they actually have cards and stuff like that. You can get to, you know what I mean, to take it, and it is cash at that point. You know what I mean? It really is cash.
So you walk around with an unlocked savings account.
Not a sponsorship at all, not an ad, but if they want to, we forward. I mean, Cash App has an investment right in there. You can buy a Cash App card. I mean, you can get a Cash App card for free, and they have investments like right through it. You can invest in Bitcoin right through the Cash App, like from your bank account to Cash App through the cryptocurrency, get it out, and then swipe your card for a purchase immediately. Like, I'm telling you, like, the cryptocurrency is very, very easy. I keep trying. Everybody I tell, do it, invest. I would tell people, start small. Really, just start small. Like, I'm not telling you to take all your money, throw it in there, because, again, I don't know what you got to lose. So what I'm saying is, man, take $100. You know what I mean? Hey, I was going to take this $100, and I know I was going to put this in my savings account. Take it and put it in the crypto, and just watch what happens. You know what I mean? Watch what happens.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's... I think it's going to a dollar. I think the more interesting thing is the idea that it's going to go to $25 in 2 years. That's interesting, because if that happens, then.
I mean, sure. You're talking about dollars. People who made a dollar, you know, is getting money. You know what I mean? That's
yeah. One guy said that over the next 5 years, they're speculating that 20 people are going to become trillionaires in the next 5 years because of cryptocurrency.
Okay.
That's a wild, like $1 trillion. That's a wild amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how that's possible. Like, that's a lot of fucking money, dude.
It's going to be the people who is taking full deals in cryptocurrency. You're going to take that deal at the right time, and then that's going to be that.
But you're talking about, if you think about it, though, if you got people like seriously, if you got people like Trevor Lawrence and these big time athletes getting paid 10% of their contracts in crypto, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars going into crypto once a month by 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 athletes.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
That's how you get this.
And that's not even talking about what companies like Slim Jim, Red Bull, and these other companies that are putting money in Bitcoin also. I mean, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency also. And like, Dogecoin is one of the cheapest ones. So
you deserve this.